Time for the birthday scam. We're going to call a woman who ordered a computer and then had problems with it. So they sent her a new one and forgot to pick it up. Mm-hmm. And then she had problems with that one, and they sent her another new one. So, you know, she's been stockpiling these computers and getting ready to send them back, but never has done it yet. So we're going to call and now try to charge her for them.
I'm the confused store manager.
Hello?
Hello, Brandy. This is Robert, and I'm calling from a... about your problem, and I want to make sure that everything I'm following up, make sure everything is all right with it.
Yeah, I'm taking the package over to my mother's house where it'll be able to be picked up by somebody. So I'll take it over there.
Take what now?
The computer.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You have the first computer. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, that's something you really need to take up with a manufacturer.
Oh, okay.
In the meantime, we're going to have to settle the bill. We have a charge for the new computer?
No.
$18.49.
See, they sent me a replacement.
No, that's not a replacement.
That's a new... Yes, it's supposed to be a replacement.
No. See, the manufacturer had recalled your original computer. So if...
Let me tell you what happened now, okay? I was having problems with my computer. They sent me out 3 units in less than a year.
What? You have 3 computers?
I have 2. I have the one that is working, and I have the one that I'm returning. My third unit that I'm returning.
Well, where's the second unit?
It was sent back a long time ago.
So really, we have 2 units we need to charge you for.
No, you're not charging me at all.
$18.49.
Because it was a replacement, and so they upgraded my computer at no charge.
That's $36.99 for 2 units.
Okay.
Did you think we were just sending you free computers this whole time?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Steve Phillips.
Okay, let me call the guy and I'll have him call you.
Well, why does he need to call me? I mean, your business with them is separate. They're the manufacturer. We just sell the computers and we have to charge for them.
That's fine. You can charge because I've already paid for this once for my computer.
What was supposedly wrong to begin with? Hello?
I'm tired of repeating this problem with these computers. I will call the manufacturer. I will have him call you, and you can deal with him. You will not charge me anything.
I will charge you.
No, that's okay.
No, I will.
I don't think this is settled yet.
We have a long way to go.
Look, I don't have time to do this right now. I told you that I will be calling him, and I will have him call you, so... I'm not going to be dealing with you anymore, okay?
Can I take you to lunch?
No.
I want to make this up.
No.
Did I catch you undressed by chance?
No, you didn't.
Well, I am.
Oh, that's nice.
I haven't gone
Who
into
is
work.
This?
I like to make a few of the work calls before I go in.
Who is this?
From the comfort of my own bedroom.
That's very nice. Who is this?
This is a very, very sick man.
And we're not even going to bother with the hard drive jokes.
Yes. Hey, Brandy, it's Dean and Raj. Birthday scam?
Yes.
This is Mark and Jana.
You need any work done on your laptop?
I thought we weren't going to do
won't
those.
Get into that one.
Yeah.
Sports brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Ken Griffey Jr. is one of the greatest ball players of all time and certainly one of the greatest Seattle Mariners. That's why they erected a bronze statue of the Hall of Famer outside of Safeco Field. The statue captures Griffey after one of his picturesque swings. Except for a very short time, the bat went missing. Someone stole it late Tuesday night. Fortunately, police have arrested a suspect and the bat has been recovered. Now, we need the police to search for the Astros bats. Many of them seem to have gone missing. That's today's Wild Pitch. And keep an eye on Uranus.
Yeah, what is up with Uranus? What's it doing?
Closest to Earth.
That's not a planet we normally see, I don't think. I mean, normally when you see a bright light in the celestial heavens, it's like Venus.
Right.
Right.
Typically.
Or a star.
Or Mars. Yeah, it's the brighter ones.
Yeah, this one will be visible to the naked eye. It'll be kind of a blue-green color. The best chance of you seeing Uranus this weekend.
How old are you? Giggling like a schoolgirl. Now, does Uranus have a ring?
That's a personal question.
What? Just the level
of discourse.
Come on.
The juvenility.
Come on.
If that's a word of this show.
If juvenility. If you can't laugh at Uranus,
right.
What can you laugh at?
Will you be 80?
What's the closest Uranus has ever been to... Never mind.
And then just saying it over and over in different ways, does that...
It changes it's the still joke. Funny. It's the same joke.
We should send a rocket to Uranus.
Just because you've changed two words in it.
Uranus will look spectacular this weekend. Uranus will be at its closest point to Earth, visible with the naked eye in the night sky, appearing a blue-green color.
I wonder how it looked yesterday, because I got my physical from my doctor.
Was yours a blue-green color?
You could ask him. He had a bird's eye view.
Come on!
Come on!
Come on!
Come on! Let's go, space trucker!
Who the hell's this?
Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj.
Hello, Roy.
Yes, Roy. Hello.
The moronic metalheads of the morning.
Right.
Here. Rod Smoot here.
Yes.
Calling from the Happy Crawfish Trailer Park in Pasadena. Get down, Dina.
Yes.
You know something? I love living in a trailer park.
Sure.
Because there's always something going on.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, we got many interesting people with many interesting hobbies.
Okay.
We got everything from a gator farm to a meth lab in here. I got one neighbor whose Christmas lights have been up since Christ was born. And another who rides a dirt bike that sounds like someone's shooting an Uzi at a gong. What? Oh, good Lord. There they go again.
What?
That's my next door neighbors. They're about 2 feet from my bedroom window.
Oh, okay.
They're newlyweds.
Oh, boy.
They're always going at it.
Uh-huh.
Human Jackhammer is his name. And her, when it gets really good, it sounds like the whooping cranes have returned to Texas.
Great.
Later!
Want to go to Wings Over Houston? We've got your tickets for that. This is Prime View Seating,
ooh,
by the way.
Nice. A four-pack for the event this Saturday and Sunday at Ellington.
You have to identify the mystery animal.
I can't wait for this to be over.
You said not to do this. You didn't think it was appropriate.
No.
That's funny coming from you.
I know, that's
I know,
a riot.
Right?
Who's been giggling at the word Uranus all morning.
It's different.
It's not far.
That's different.
But it is a real animal. Honor Ray is on the line. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi there.
You? What are you doing?
Oh, nothing much. Just messing around.
Are you a lover of the animal kingdom?
Yes.
I love animals. I love nature shows.
Uh-huh.
I think that's all great. I like to sit in the yard and look at animals. We have a lot to look at out where I live.
Yes.
Let me play it for you one time.
Okay.
What is wrong with this animal? What is that animal?
It sounds like a llama.
Is it a llama? Could it be? The llama? No.
Not a llama. Thanks for playing. Have a great day.
Okay.
Sorry about that. We go to Marcus. Good morning, Marcus.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Marcus.
Good. What do you think that is?
What's that?
The animal, Marcus. What is it?
Probably a bird, because we had different kinds of birds that used to make different kinds of sounds like that.
Judges? No, the judges...
We got to be specific, because the bird kingdom is one of the biggest in the whole world. What kind of a bird?
What's that?
You have to be more specific.
Marcus can't hear over the bird.
I wouldn't know.
All right,
we
well.
We had different kinds. But
yes, they do.
Yes, they do. That's why we need to know the kind.
Francisco, how are you?
Hey, morning.
Good morning.
We now know this is a bird, but we need to know what kind of bird.
Oh, man, I forgot about the name.
Yeah.
Is it the one that repeats? After you say something, they repeat whatever you're saying.
You have to say the name of a bird, Marcus.
Man, I don't got it.
You're just describing a bird. You have to say the bird. All right.
Poor guy.
Rachel, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Pretty good.
What is this bird?
It's a peacock.
Oh, it is.
Oh, no, it's
not the beautiful peacock with the plumage.
They do make a loud, unpleasant shrieking noise.
They're an unpleasant bird anyways, basically, other than their tail feathers.
Yes, they are. But they don't sound like a woman in the throes of passion.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, it does.
Hank, how are you today?
Pretty good. How about you?
Hank, what's this bird?
It's an ostrich.
An ostrich.
Is it? Could it be an ostrich?
We're getting larger.
Yeah.
we've gone from the peacock to the ostrich.
We're going through, yeah, the whole bird family. And, you know, there are literally thousands of them.
We'll be here all day.
Yeah, it could go on. Michael's on the line. How are you, Michael?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What do you got? I'm sorry?
I can't hear you over the bird.
Come on, Todd. Is it a parrot?
It's a parrot. Yes. You win. Congratulations. You're going to the Wings over Houston this weekend. You're going to be in the prime view seating. That's a parrot imitating
what he's heard.
What he's heard in the house.
Yeah. Whether it's live or from the TV, we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we don't know the source of it, obviously.
Yeah, right. Or
he could watch a lot of Skinamax.
Yeah.
Like at my house.
I had a neighbor in college had a parrot, and the parrot had figured out how to do the phone sound exactly.
The ring?
So yeah, they always thought the phone was ringing.
So, yeah, they'd think the phone was ringing because that's what the parrot would hear all day long. So you just leave something on all day long. You could leave porn on all day while you're at work.
That's why I don't like parrots. Well, I don't want a bird for a pet anyways, but that's just personal because they just sit in a cage. You can't do anything with them. And a parrot could just be somebody that would just give you up.
Right.
I mean, right?
Totally.
He knows your secret.
You can't trust a parrot.
He knows your secrets.
They'll blurt out whatever they've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's been a part in movie plots where the parrot, and maybe even true life, didn't we have a story about a parrot that revealed what had been said or happened in a crime scene?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the parrot's like, no, don't shoot me, or something like
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
Helpful to the case. All right, well done there, Michael. Congratulations, you got the sound of the horny parrot. Hold on, we'll hook you up.